Transfixed by their beauty and elegance, I watched the wild horses of the high desert as they grazed for bits of grass in this unforgiving terrain. Creeping in for a closer look, I slowly knelt on the hard ground. Suddenly, the loud report of a rifle, firing in the distance, caused the animals to panic. In wild frenzy, their galloping hoofs pounded at the ground like hundreds of drumbeats as they raced in my direction. I rolled behind a protruding boulder, tucking myself into a ball, protecting my head. The herd jumped the rock as I laid there in terror. In less than 3 minutes, the horses raced beyond me, and I was left, covered in desert sand, but otherwise unhurt. The lord of the castle Shalott had a daughter of exquisite beauty. She was the maiden of Shalott, and when Sir Lancelot was entertained at the castle of Shalott, she fell deeply in love with Lancelot. He, of course, had given his heart to another lady, but he would wear her colors at the tournament. From this unrequited love on the part of the Lady of Shalott, Tennyson wrote this poem, the beginning of which is quoted. There she weaves by night and day a magic web with colors gay. She has heard a whisper say a curse is on her if she stay to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaveth steadily, and little other care hath she, the Lady of Shalott.
In a distant land, far, far away, where tall mountain peaks reached to the sky, and delicate flowers bloomed on the sides of the mountains, there lived a beautiful princess in a huge castle. She had tutors and nannies and jesters and ladies in waiting, but her only companion was her little dog, Pudgy. She longed for friends her own age to play with. One day, the princess packed a small lunch and, with Pudgy under her arm, walked right through the gates of the castle into the world beyond. It was 12 midnight, a mystical time, a moment of suspension between the authentic and the imaginary. Sleep would not come. I tossed and turned. Then I heard it, a pop, followed by the movement of clothing. It was a noise in my closet. I remained frozen until I gasped an involuntary breath that broke the spell. There were rustling noises, then sighs that came from my closet. This continued for 3 nights. In the bright light of day, the closet was just a closet. But at night, it came alive with mysterious noises and unexplained movement. Whatever it was in my closet.